I went to Ghana, boarding school when I was 8 years old. So I saw people's parents came to visit them in cars.
Yeah.
I always knew that I never had that opportunity. So it was never my problem. Do you understand? It was never my problem. I saw people's parents, you know, bring their car into the boarding house and serve them food out. It was never my problem. I was just doing my thing.
So I'm trying to get a sense of like, so you said you are self-motivated, which means that when you, like, what kind of things do you aspire to? Do you get what I mean? Like, if you're aspiring to something.
So I have mentors, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. I have mentors.
Okay.
And my mentors guide me.
Okay.
When I'm stuck with things that I want to do. Now, me personally, the things I want to become, I'm already living a lot of it. I don't have some really crazy thing that I want to be president, I want to be this, I want to be that. I don't have really crazy. I just want to live my life happily and be able to buy the things I need, want, and support enough people. That's it. And if that translates as Derek has bought a new car, he's built a new house, he started a new studio, to you, that's your problem. But it's just part of the journey for me.
Right. Okay.
Do you understand how you translate that is different?
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. But our current society we have right now, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I mean, because really I've seen people who have seen me and they're like, hey, Charlie, auto pressure. And I can't conceptualize that.
You just need, it's like, okay, so let me see if I can explain. I think it's like, for you, you are trying to get to this point. Yes. And everything you acquire along, are tools.
Tools to get there. It's not that really... People have said, hey, Charlie, you know, the house you live in. And I'm like, look, for me, it's not even the end goal. I'm just getting by.
It's levels to this thing.
Right? So maybe it's just, I don't know. I don't know. Somebody can help me in the comments. But
It's levels to this thing.
Like, even now, what I'm doing on this podcast is not to prove anything to anybody. It's just the way Derek is. That's just how I like my things. All the things you've seen today, purely because of how I like my things. I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. Yes, but it will come out as, that's what I'm trying to do. So to you, it's pressure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To me,
other people's insecurities.
That is what I wanted to say. You might not be throwing
it. For me, it's not my...
Yeah, that's my just intention.
And I think, like as you were saying, a lot of the youth kind of... I think it's a little more extreme now than during your time, and that's what I think he was alluding to. The algorithms reward these kind of extreme lifestyles, you know? Like, if you are not extreme, you don't cut through the noise. And so, to some extent, like, if I pull up in a Lambo, or if I do this crazy thing with a Lambo, that video would perform well. The reason why it would perform well is not because the algorithm is pushing it. It's because people want to watch this stuff. You know, people want to see this lofty, high thing.
But how does it make you feel as a young person when you see somebody wearing like a $50,000 rich watch?
Me personally, I don't care. Because for me, I know, like, I have this crazy self-belief in myself. Whatever I want in this life, it is mine to take. Like, I will go and get it.
Yeah.
As long as I put in my hard work and I do my effort and I study and I keep working on myself, I'll get it. And so for me, when I see 50,000, I'm like, happy for you, bro. Enjoy. You know, like, I'm like, good for you, bro. That's all I see. Good for you. I'm working on my stuff.
Yeah. So I think maybe mine has become so bad that I don't even like to hear you've done so well. Mm. Oh, Derek, you know, you're blowing up. Yeah. Oh, I don't really, it doesn't sound nice in my ears.
Mm. Interesting.
So, and yeah, I think I said this earlier in one of the episodes, you know, I think about a year and a half ago, that I even struggle to take compliments like that. In fact, the honest truth, when I step out and people recognize me and try to say hello to
weird.
Me, I start sweating.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
It's just, I don't know, maybe just that's just how
the
makeup. But is this something young people speak about a lot when somebody buys a $250,000 Lambo?
They be actually arguing about it aggressively.
Yeah.
People be talking about people's words like as if they are their personal managers, like they hold their accounts.
So this is the problem. Young people are focusing too much on what they see. Look, I'm telling you the truth. There are people that have got these things that you so-called admire. They're not happy, right? And when I say they're not happy, not because they got it through, bad means. But, you know, true happiness is not in possessions. Mm. It's inside, right? And sometimes there are people, because they are not very happy, they have to get a lot of things externally and keep going out, keep clubbing, doing so many things just to...
satisfied.
There's no satisfaction. So they have to do that because they themselves, their quietness is a problem for them.
Mm.
So because they can't deal with themselves, they keep buying things and they keep stepping out and they keep trying to show people what they have.
Yeah. And I don't think, like you say this, and me, to some extent, I understand it, right? And I know that happiness is seen within, intellectually, I know that happiness is inside. However, and this is I'd speak on behalf, to some extent, of these guys. There's this sentiment that if I'll cry, I'd rather cry in a Lambo than I'll cry walking around, right? There's this sentiment that riches, to some extent, is good. It makes your life comfortable. And that is awesome. And I agree with you that happiness and possession don't go alike. But it's very hard to convince someone, especially at our age, with the things that we're going through, that riches won't bring them happiness. It is very hard.
It's very hard.
Because I saw something recently. I think someone was saying that there are some lessons you have to go through it to understand.
Yes.
And like, no matter what anybody would, we won't just understand. We feel like this person with a Lambo, the reason why they are smiling in the picture is because the Lambo made them smile. But we all know, but intellectually, and you know that's not what's happening.
So the question is, when you have been down for too long, and then somebody gives you, like, let's say, a huge amount, like 2,000, 5,000. That feeling they get there, you understand? That is why they try to tell you. If you tell me,
if you multiply that.
So watch this.
Exactly.
Watch this. Mm-hmm. I love what you just said. When you don't have money and somebody gifts you, you get a sense of joy.
Yeah.
When you don't have money and you make even a little bit of money and you buy something you really needed, there's a feeling.
Yeah.
You get to a point where you can buy almost everything your heart desires. Mm-hmm. So that feeling is no longer there. Right? So it could be that every year you can buy the latest iPhone. The first time you got it, you got that feeling. You don't get that feeling again.
The dopamine goes down.
You don't get it again.
Works,
But the people which you're going to talk about, where they're trying to get girls, you can get any girl you want. You can even import girls into the country if you want. At some point, that feeling of doing
it
that is no longer there.
Yeah.
So people, that's why they say it's lonely at the top, because people get to a certain place at the top where they miss not having and wanting to get, because now they have everything.
Yeah. And then human beings are insatiable. They always want more. So.
Right? And then what do they resort to? Drugs.
To get high.
To get high and do all sort of things. Now let's talk about the pressures of girls on the lives of young people, boys, especially.
Serious. That is one something I wish I learned earlier.
Okay.
And it would have changed my life. Then, like, we all understand that definitely in the end, you will have to settle with a girl. Like, you have to have a family or something. But then, I think as a young guy, that shouldn't be something. It shouldn't crush your mind. It shouldn't be any part of the focus, because...
How did it affect you initially?
It affected me in a way of when I was building... I'm still building my life, but then when I started building, sometimes you want to have peace, especially with your money. Because you want to have peace with your money, like... I'm growing my money small, like you are trying to discipline yourself, like, oh, I want to save this money. But the bills from these people, especially the girls and your mom stuff too, they come unplanned. And then if you are into this thing and then you are not using your head, or let me say it that way, at the end of the day, your money goes there without you even knowing. Because you feel like, oh, you have to satisfy their needs. Oh, your girl is asking, if you don't give, somebody will take. I don't know, but...
Somebody will take what?
Will take the girl. That is what happened, because...
Interesting.
I've been in this, but I couldn't play that game, so I had to go out of it. But then I've seen it happening to most of my friends. They are struggling themselves, but then because they feel like somebody will take their girl away or something, the least amount they will get, even if the girl is not asking, they want to impress her.
Interesting.
Wow.
It's kind of take your focus away. So for me... At the early ages, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 25, I think you should focus on building a life first.
But isn't that a difficult thing to do?
To keep yourself.
It's hard. It's hard. For me, I'll say it's hard, but then priorities.
So for me, like, I would even generalize it even more. Like, there's girls and there's relationships and there's all that, but there's every other temptation. I think the... Like, for young people, as you were saying, 16, 17, 18, 19, once you are conscious, because some people, they don't get conscious early enough. You know, I think some young people, it doesn't click you that, yo, it is your life, and that nobody's come to save you, and that you have to actually work, and that the school that you are going is just a system, but when you finish the school, life is there. So it doesn't click people early enough. But when it clicks you and it is time for you to lock in, all these other temptations, all these other things that don't add to where you are trying to go, cast them out. Now, there's nuance to that. I wouldn't say don't date, don't have relationships. I wouldn't say that. That is absolutely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if the things that you are bringing into your life, if they are not adding to where you want to go, then they are not important. So whether it is friends, whether it is video games, whether it is pornography, whether it is all these other things, if those things are not adding to where you want to go, they shouldn't exist. Exactly. Then they are not things you should be focusing on. So if I had a girlfriend and my girlfriend actually adds to me, I wouldn't say I wouldn't date her. No. Right. If she comes to me and she tells me, or we have a conversation, she tells me, wow, I like the stuff that you're working on. Oh, then she chips in. Maybe she does marketing too, so she chips in. And she adds to us and we build together. That is awesome. And that is where it makes sense.
Let me stop you here for a moment. So if it's your first time watching Connected Minds, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor. Because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Thank you. Now let's get back to the conversation.
If your girlfriend, if your friend, if all these other things are not adding on to where you want to go and they are taking, then why are we doing, bro?
that is nicely said. And that is how it's supposed to be.
Connected Minds Podcast.